Gavin, tell us really quickly in 30 seconds, what is Construct 2?
I'll be more than happy to do that, James. Construct 2 is an HTML5-based 2D game development engine. It allows you to very visually and very easily build out your games from start to finish using their own event system as well as their own layout editor. So the cool thing about Construct 2 is that you can, at the end of that, publish your game to pretty much any platform because it's HTML5-based. And pretty much every popular platform understands HTML5.
Right, so Android, iOS, Windows, websites,
Tizen,
BlackBerry,
Amazon,
any of these obscure mobile operating systems, you can do with this tool.
Yep.
So that's what we're looking forward to. That's what we're going to be working with. And I think you're about to dive in for us now and do an intro.
I sure am. And this is where we transition.
All right, Gavin. So we've heard a little bit about what Construct 2 is. Now, how do we go ahead and get started? Where do we go and download it? Where are we going to go to do these things?
Really good question. So because I'm such an amazing person to both you and the people watching this video, we've gone ahead and posted this link. So it should be right here because of video editing magic. So all you guys have to do is head to that link and it'll take you to this page that says Construct 2 Releases. And you want to go ahead and download the latest one, which is going to be the first one in the list.
And it looks like there's several different releases here. So this is something that Construct 2 just kind of as they updates, they push out updates for us to go and download.
Pretty much. So as bugs get fixed or new features get added, they make sure to go ahead and throw in those new releases in the page. You can also do that from the editor itself once you download it, right?
Okay, right. Yeah, I think you can.
Definitely.
And one thing for you users out there to note is that if you create a Construct 2 project with an older or with a newer version and then try to open it with an older version of Construct 2, that doesn't work.
It's but you can complain.
You can open an older version and a newer version of Construct 2.
Yes.
I hope that made sense, but basically you want to kind of stick with the newest releases of Construct 2.
Yes. So these are aspiring or maybe accomplished game devs here. So a good vocab term to throw out there is to say that the newer versions of Construct 2 are totally backwards compatible with the older versions of the projects that you have.
There it is. They're
right?
Much simpler
backwards
than...
compatible. Boom. Yep. So you'd go ahead and just click this link. And you'd click this awesome little download button. It's so difficult, guys. It's so hard right now. We're like ace developers. After this, we'll be able to design something that'll pass the Turing test.
And I think Construct 2 tries to trick you a little bit. So notice that you're brought to a login screen with a button that says Buy Construct 2. Also notice that Construct 2 is downloading while you're on the screen. So you don't have to sign up. You don't have to pay any money. You can download Construct 2 for free.
You can.
And I think,
like we just did.
Right. And I think even though we have that and we can run it, and we can go ahead and walk through that process just to show everybody what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And do it next.
I do accept this agreement.
Agree like any other good downloader should.
So right here, we're being asked which version of a PC we have, whether it's a 32-bit PC or a 64-bit. This installer is smart enough to determine which one I have. All of you should have 64-bit. And I won't create a desktop icon. I'll just let it install. I know where it is. I get a little dialog box that says, Construct 2 appears to already be installed on this computer. Okay, so they recommend you uninstall the old version if you guys are updating to a completely new release. Since we know we have the latest version of Construct 2, I'm going to go ahead and click no.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, yeah, if it goes through that process, it'll just go ahead and overwrite your previous version.
Nice.
But if you click yes, it'll go ahead and make that update for you.
Oh, okay. Yes. Makes perfect sense.
So we'll give this. As you can see, it moves pretty quickly. Doesn't take too long to install.
And it even offers to check for an update for my graphics driver. How nice of you, Construct 2, but I don't need to do that. But I will launch you.
Yep. So we'll see if we can get that to pop up now. There it is.
How nice. Now we get this dialogue that Construct 2 has been updated because I just updated it.
Yep. And so there's another place where they'll give you the documentation behind the updates and the bugs that they fix.
Nice.
Kind of stuff.
Nice.